My name is Sharak. Hello, greetings, and welcome. A body at rest tends to stay at rest. A body in motion tends to stay in motion. If your life is at a crossroads, if you want to get moving to accomplish a worthwhile purpose in life, if you want to add meaning and richness to your experience of living, begin now to plan. Did you know that many people take more time to plan their 2-week vacation than they do to plan their lives? How about you? Did you ever sit down and begin the process of outlining all the achievements, all the goals that you would like to accomplish, say over the next year or 5 years? Have you ever crystallized the major accomplishments, the one momentous thing that you would like to accomplish in your life? Have you ever done it? Have you ever taken the time to set your goals and plan? Look, if you're not reaching, growing, learning, experiencing, and sharing your life can be pretty meaningless and dull. However, if you're on fire, if you're working towards the accomplishment of worthwhile goals, working for the accomplishment of worthwhile purposes, life takes on an entirely different dimension. You can then feel alive and vibrant, excited, and enthusiastic about your life. And your life will become more interesting and filled with more experiences of joy and happiness. You can get moving. You only need to set goals for every area of your life. And the best way to start is to get a notebook and have a specific page to write all the goals that pertain to a particular category. Let me suggest some categories for you. You could set goals for the social area of your life, and this could be the position or image that you would like to attain. Another page could contain all the mental goals that you set for yourself, things that you would like to learn, additional education, and perhaps even degrees that you'd like to earn. Another page could be spiritual goals, the moral, ethical, and spiritual desires and attributes which you wish to develop within yourself. There could be a page for financial goals, actual monetary desires for yourself and for your family. Now, plan to review your goals weekly, making certain you have goals that are within your reach. You should set short-term goals and long-term goals. The goal or goals can be a day, a week, or a month. Yearly, 5-year, and lifetime goals should also appear on the page. Allow yourself the right to change your goals if you wish, to add new ones, to move the priorities around, and at the bottom of each goal page, each category, write the statement, "This or something better." Now, as we're about ready to begin with the self-hypnosis portion of this recording, find yourself sitting or lying down in a comfortable position. And as this is a self-hypnotic recording, it is never, ever advisable to be playing this in an automobile, or at any time for that matter, when you wish to maintain full awakening consciousness. Relax and begin by taking a long, slow, deep breath in through your nose. Hold the breath to the mental count of 4. Allow your eyes to close normally and naturally. Open your mouth, and then slowly exhale all the air from your body through your mouth in a long, slow sigh, and let go, and let go. In a moment, I will be counting to you from 8 to 1. At the count of 1, you will find yourself in your creative room in your imagination, a room you have created in your mind for the purpose of determining and reviewing the goals that you have set for yourself. When you enter this room, when you enter through your imagination, you will always enter with a specific purpose in mind. For in this room, you can review all the goals that you have developed for yourself, all the goals you have created. Within this most important room, you will be able to see and experience and feel the accomplishment of each goal that you have set for yourself. Your eyes are comfortably closed. You should either be sitting or lying back. To gain maximum benefit from this tape, I suggest that you play it at least 2 times weekly, once at your regular bedtime, after reviewing your goal book and before going to sleep, and a second time upon arising. Choose a day.